You may have noticed the loose and necktie assurances of substantive ethics reform emanating out of Tallahassee lately. You know, the ones where emerging new legislative leaders, Republican Senate President Don Gates and House Speaker Will Weatherford, furrow their brows and swear on their bankrolls that the system in the state of Florida is broken, and this year, pinky swear, we're going to fix it. Well, things are broken, and they have been for a long time. A report released by nonpartisan Integrity Florida over the summer reminded Floridians that the state ranked first in corruption among its public officials between 2000 and 2010. A separate state integrity investigation gave Florida a C- for corruption risk, despite the vaunted sunshine laws that have been used for feigning transparency for decades, because guess what? There isn't really any enforcement. That's why we get headlines about former House Speaker Ray Sansom steering millions to a university that would offer him a six-figure job for his troubles. He may have been forced to resign both positions, but it looks like the fees from his legal case could fall on taxpayers anyway. And if you want to smell the systemic impropriety of your isolated elected officials, take a whiff of the Jim Greer deposition in the Republican Party of Florida lawsuit set to take off soon. That's not to say that reform in Tallahassee wouldn't be welcome. The phrase cautiously optimistic comes up when we speak of these things with legislators. And there is some credence to be given to the ethics flag being carried by the legislative leadership and not, as usual, relegated to a committee to die. But then again, Tallahassee has always been good at hiding things, especially its true intentions.